You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Penguin Project of McLean County is going down the rabbit hole in the best possible way. Their latest production is Alice in Wonderland, Jr., and it's running at Stroud Auditorium at U-High June 3rd through the 5th. Emily Fogarty is portraying the Queen of Hearts in the show. Jackie Gunderson is the director, and she says the Penguin Project was started in Peoria 12 years ago.
Ultimately, the number one goal is to give kids with disabilities the opportunity to shine. One cool thing about our program is that we use peer mentors. So their mentor works with them the whole season. They learn the whole show with them. They're on stage with them. But ultimately, we're looking to get our artists to be more independent. So some of our friends, like Emily, she flies pretty solo. She doesn't need a ton of help from her mentor by the time the show comes around, but she's there if she needs her. So first of all, just, you know, giving them the independence, but also giving them the chance to have something that's special to them. You know, sometimes some of our friends don't get invited to birthday parties. They don't get to be involved in sports or other activities, or maybe their theater at school. Mm-hmm. So this is a chance for them to get that opportunity, and we can build the show around their special needs.
So Emily, tell me why you wanted to get involved with the Penguin Project.
My grandma just pulled me out of home one night and brought me to Stroud Auditorium about 5 years ago for the first Penguin Project meeting of the year. And I was just like, well, I have nothing else to do, and I actually might have fun.
And this year, you guys are doing Alice in Wonderland. So how do you feel about playing the Queen of Hearts? Because that seems like a really great... I mean, you get to shout off with their heads and things like that. Tell me about that part.
It's a lot of fun. I get to boss people around.
You get to stomp around the stage.
Yeah, I get to yell at everyone without getting in trouble for it. It's a way to, you know, just not be yourself and also be somebody else at the same time.
Do you not get opportunities like this at your school, at Normal Community? Have you ever felt shy about trying to get involved in something like this before?
Oh, yeah. I'm not in any after-school activities in Normal Community either. Penguin Project is pretty much the only thing I do after school.
Do you feel the Penguin Project has really changed you?
It has. You know, it's helped me get out of my comfort zone and, you know, not be as shy despite how much my voice is shaking right now. Be more brave and be more accepting of who I am and, you know, what I'm capable of.
Let's talk about the mentors a bit. Jackie, can you tell me about them and where they come from?
We have mentors and artists from all over McLean County and even some from Pontiac. They are amazing. Our mentors are pretty awesome because they're the same age as our artists, and they're there just to help them succeed. And it's really selfless what they do because they don't get a lot of glory for it. They don't get the fun costumes. They're in the show and they get to sing along and dance along. But ultimately, our goal is for them to be kind of silent and kind of unseen for the helping part of it, for sure.
Emily, tell me about your mentor.
She's a great girl. She's a lot of fun and she's very understanding. And it's her first year working in the Penguin Project. She's a great person, and she does really like to help me when she can.
We did give her a lead role, which is Emily is a lead role, because we felt like she could really help support Emily. She's really supportive, but she also kind of stands back and lets Emily do her thing, just helps her take notes or, you know, ask questions for Emily if Emily doesn't want to ask or doesn't think to ask. Caitlin is asking for her a lot of times, which is great.
Jackie, tell me why you chose to do Alice in Wonderland. Is there something special about this for the Penguin Project, do you think?
So when I was picking shows, I wanted to do something this year that gave the kids an opportunity to show their personalities. It's such a fun show, and it also gave a lot more friends an opportunity to have a lead role this year. There's 24 named parts in the show, so when I was picking shows, I thought, that's so great because so many friends that maybe haven't had a lead role will get the opportunity this year.
Do you have a favorite line from the show, Emily?
Oh, let me think.
Silence! We speak the Queen's English here, you nameless little whelp.
Is it fun to have a line like that?
Yes, it is. I make everybody flinch every time I do it.
She does. Everybody jumps every single time. She does a really good job with it.
That's Jackie Gunderson and Emily Fogarty from the Penguin Project of McLean County. Alice in Wonderland Jr. runs at Stroud Auditorium in U-High June 3rd through the 5th. Tickets are available at Bloomington Parks and Recreation or at the door. I'm Laura Kennedy.